Now, what we want to ask is, but how do we deal with these pendulum swings? And how do we overcome them? And how do we grow in our faith to the degree that they become less and less frequent, that you and I are able to look at something, hear something that's going on and say, thank you, Father. I know that because you're sovereign and because you're all wise and because you love me, you're going to take care of that. We want to walk in faith. Walking in faith does not mean that there will be no pendulum swing, but it means that they will become less and less because our strength and our faith will be increasing continually, and we will be able to walk with a sense of joy and confidence and fearlessness and boldness and courage no matter what we have to face in life. Now, how does this take place? Well, in this life of Jehoshaphat, and in his experience here, I believe this is the principle and here is the key to being able to stabilize our faith, and we grow and become strong, able to believe God no matter what we face in life. Now, it's very evident, look if you will, in this 20th chapter, it's very evident in this third verse what happens here. Look, the scripture says in verse 1 that these three groups of nations, they came, the Moabites, the Ammonites, the Munites, and suddenly, Jehoshaphat gets this news, this great multitude, not just an army, but this great multitude's coming. Look at the response. Jehoshaphat was afraid and turned his attention to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Now, what happened to him? Here's a godly man who's a king. Here's what happened. Suddenly, he hears this unexpected news. Three armies are coming. They're already in En-Gedi, which is about 25 or 30 miles away. They're coming to attack on our weakest flank, that is, on this in this area, that they were the weakest in their defenses, and they're coming, all three groups of them together. The first thing he felt was what any man would feel, and that is suddenly there was uncertainty, insecurity, what shall I do, fear. And so the Bible says he felt this fear absolutely penetrate him. So what happens? As soon as he heard it, he swung to the left. The pendulum swung. What shall I do? Suddenly, having had experience with God in difficulty before, what did he do? He chose to bring that fear and subjection to trust in God. And the Bible says he immediately chose to seek the Lord. Now, it was naturally what he felt was fear. All of his people, all of his nation. Here they were being obedient to God, a godly people. And all of a sudden, here come the enemies of God to attack them. And they weren't all that prepared for that. And so, but what happens? He says he turned to seek the Lord. He did the smartest thing, the wisest thing. It is always the smartest, always the wisest. No matter what happens, when you and I hear that kind of news, no matter what's going on, that is always the right response, God. And so, this fear and anxiety, I'm certain, came over him. And it will come over you and me, but what we have to ask is this, Lord, how do I bring these natural feelings in subjection to what I know, what I believe with all of my heart, what you have proven to me down through the years? How do I bring them in subjection to your faithfulness as my God? That is the key question. How do I bring these natural, normal feelings of anxiety and fear and unrest, or even maybe anger, or whatever it might be, how do I bring these in subjection? Well, this is exactly what we want to talk about in this message entitled The Swaying Battle of Faith. Now, the length of time, I think, that these things coming through our life and stay in our life, as we said, depends upon the strength of our faith at that time. And so, if a person has been growing in their faith, and this is why parents should major on teaching their children to place their trust in God. Listen, it is the lesson of lessons, because if I learn to trust God, it will relate to my reading the scriptures, my praying, relationships, everything hinges on my faith, because that's my relationship to Him. You know, praying is wonderful, but if I don't believe God, it's of no value. It is my faith in God. Parents should teach their children very early in life to trust the Lord, to believe Him. And you're going to do that? By your actions before them and by what you believe about the Scripture and what you transfer to them in their thinking about what you believe about the Word of God. So the strength of our faith is going to determine that. And as we said before, not only that, but our knowledge of God. That is, when these things come, our strength of faith at that time, our knowledge and understanding of God and His ways, those things are going to help us. And past experiences of God's faithfulness. When you put those three together, I don't have to allow that pendulum to be on the doubt side very long. I choose how long it's going to stay there. I choose either to bring these doubts in subjection to this God that I know, this God who's proven faithful, this God who will do what He says He'll do, or I can let them just float and just go from one to the other. Maybe He will. Yes, He will. Here's what it says, but here's what I feel. And so the pendulum swings back and forth, and all of us agree that is a very frustrating thing. And of course, when you're talking to your friends about whatever you're going through, it's a little embarrassing to say, well, I've been talking to God. And they say, well, what has God told you? Well, I'm not sure. And somebody says, well, here's what God says. I've been reading that. Well, why don't you just trust God? Now, it's real easy for us to say to someone else who's bleeding all over and who's hurt on the inside and who has no absolute, who feels helpless and hopeless, to say, well, just trust God. Be careful how you tell someone to trust God, because you first of all need to put yourself in their position if you possibly can, or in one of your worst situations, and ask yourself the question, well, how did I feel? What did I want? What did I feel at that time? Trusting God, absolutely. But just to reel that off to someone as if they were just going through something that did not matter, because those things do matter. They matter a great deal. Now, let's answer two questions at this point. Number one is, what is it that causes us to swing to the left? What is it that causes us, when we see these circumstances and situations, what is it that causes our faith to swing to doubt? And we become weak. What is it that causes this? Well, I want you to jot these down, because if you don't jot them down, Satan's going to steal them. I can tell you that. He'll take them from you. And if you'll jot them down, then the next time this happens, you will know what's taking place and how to respond. And you'll be able to identify that the feelings that you're having, those feelings are like a red light that begins to flash, like an alarm that goes off. I am on the negative side. My pendulum of faith has swung over here to the doubt side, because this is the thing that is most paramount in my life at this time.